What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll explore the musical connections between Indiana Avenue and Liverpool, England.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Director Peter Jackson's new 8-hour documentary series, Get Back, has placed the Beatles back in the spotlight again. The Beatles had a significant influence on many Indiana Avenue musicians, including me. At age 12, I remember recording Beatles songs off the radio with a tape recorder my mother gave me for Christmas. But being a Beatles fan on the Avenue was not always a popular move, as keyboardist Rodney Stepp told WFYI's Kyle Long.
I was a Beatles fan.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I was a Beatles fan. That's cool. And, you know, you got to remember, I was a black guy.
Yeah.
In a black neighborhood, yeah. Being a Beatles fan wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the Beatles inspired many Avenue musicians, including bassist Lester Johnson, a founding member of the Ebony Rhythm Funk campaign.
We were heavily influenced by rock, and we already had, we noticed we grew up with R&B roots, but unlike a lot of the R&B musicians around here from that time, we didn't listen to R&B exclusively. We would ride around and listen to the Beatles. So because for us, we thought that they had a fresher thing happening than a lot of the R&B, so we were anxious to integrate it into our music.
On this week's show, we'll listen to a mix of classic Beatles compositions as performed by the musicians of Indiana Avenue. Let's start with music from one of the Avenue's most famous names, the guitar legend Wes Montgomery. Wes recorded several Beatles songs during his career, and we'll hear two Beatles tracks from his 1968 album, Road Song. This is Wes Montgomery with Yesterday, and I'll Be Back. That was Wes Montgomery performing I'll Be Back, a Lennon-McCartney composition featured on the Beatles' 1964 album, A Hard Day's Night. On this week's show, we're listening to classic Beatles compositions performed by Avenue musicians. Up next, we'll hear the psychedelic Naptown jazz fusion band Merging Traffic, performing a unique medley featuring the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby with War's The World is a Ghetto.
The sky, smoggy eyes.
Saxophonist Claude Barthé is one of the unsung jazz legends of Indiana Avenue. During the early 1970s, Claude worked extensively with the famous jazz guitarist Grant Green. Up next, we'll hear Grant Green's 1970 recording of the Beatles' classic, A Day in the Life, featuring Claude Barthé on saxophone.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're listening to classic Beatles compositions performed by Avenue musicians. The Naptown keyboardist Henry Kane rose to prominence on Indiana Avenue during the 1950s, playing piano with Albert Coleman's Three Souls Jazz Trio. By the mid-1960s, Henry left Naptown for California, where he launched a successful career on the West Coast jazz scene. Up next, we'll listen to a 1966 recording Henry made with the guitarist Howard Roberts. This is Howard Roberts with Henry Kane performing the Beatles' favorite, Michelle. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return after this short break.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
On this week's show, we're listening to classic Beatles compositions performed by Avenue musicians. To celebrate the release of the new Beatles documentary series, Get Back, we're exploring the influence of the Fab Four on the musicians of Indiana Avenue. The Naptown jazz legend Freddie Hubbard performed several Beatles compositions during his career. And in 1970, Freddie played trumpet on guitarist George Benson's album, The Other Side of Abbey Road. From that record, we'll hear I Want You, a heavy Beatles track written by John Lennon.
I want you, I want you so bad. I want you, I want you so bad. It's driving me mad, it's driving me mad. I want you, I want it so bad.
That was George Benson with I Want You, featuring the Naptown jazz legend Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. That track was featured on George Benson's 1970 album, The Other Side of Abbey Road. The Beatles' Abbey Road album was released in 1969, and it was the final record the group recorded together. But all four of the Beatles launched successful solo careers, and Freddie Hubbard recorded two memorable versions of famous Beatles solo releases. Up next, we'll hear Freddie's version of Paul McCartney's Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, and John Lennon's Cold Turkey. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're listening to classic Beatles compositions performed by musicians of Indiana Avenue. And we just heard two solo Beatles compositions recorded by the Naptown jazz legend Freddie Hubbard. One of the most important solo Beatles songs is John Lennon's Imagine. And we'll listen to a 1972 recording of Imagine featuring the Avenue jazz legend Slide Hampton on trombone. This is the Claus Weiss Orchestra with Imagine. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this mix of classic Beatles compositions performed by the musicians of Indiana Avenue. And you can meet me here on the Avenue next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on Uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.